Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Resource module on pronunciation and romanization. Tape 4. This tape introduces the sounds and spellings of 3 new consonants and 2 new vowels. On the last tape, we took up 3 pairs of affricate consonants. You can see them in the first 2 columns of display 1. Now we're going to take up 3 fricative consonants, that is, consonant sounds which consist entirely of friction, like S. They're in the third column of display 1. Notice that they line up with 3 tongue positions you learned for the affricates. Retroflex with the tongue in the R position, palatal with the tongue in the E position, and dental with the tongue in the S position. Listen to the speaker read across the rows of display 1.
Zhang, chang, shang, jiang, qiang, xiang, zang, cang, sang.
Now listen to the speaker read down the columns of display 1.
Zhang, jiang, zang, chang, qiang, cang, shang, xiang, sang.
Listen to the surnames in the third column again, the ones with the fricative sounds we're going to work on.
Shang, xiang, sang.
Again.
Shang, xiang, sang.
The first of these fricative sounds, the one spelled SH, is rather like our SH sound, except that the tongue is curled back in the R position. Listen.
Shang, shang, shang.
Try repeating it.
Shang, shang, shang.
It's worth noticing that all 3 retroflex consonants here are spelled with an H. ZH, CH, and SH. Try repeating the first row names after the speaker, getting your tongue in the R position for each.
Zhang, chang, shang.
Again.
Zhang, chang, shang.
Now let's move on to the second new consonant, the fricative spelled with an X. Don't be thrown off by the X. Your ears will tell you that it's something like our SH sound again. It's not quite the same, of course. The tongue is held in a tight E position. Listen.
Xiang, xiang, xiang.
Try repeating it, spreading your lips wide in a tight grin as you start the syllable.
Xiang, xiang, xiang.
It's worth noticing that all 3 palatal consonants here come before the semivowel spelled I. In other words, their tongue position anticipates the tongue position of the semivowel. Try repeating the second row names after the speaker, getting your tongue into the E position and grinning.
Jiang, qiang, xiang.
Again.
Jiang, qiang, xiang.
Now try repeating the first 2 names in the third column after the speaker. You'll have to shift gears from retroflex to palatal tongue positions. Here we go.
Shang, xiang.
Again.
Shang, xiang.
Now try repeating them in the other order. E position, R position.
Xiang, shang.
Again.
Xiang, shang.
Before we go any further, let's run a quick check on whether you can hear the difference between the retroflex fricative spelled SH and the palatal fricative spelled X. Circle the appropriate romanization for each name in exercise 1, repeating as you do so. 1.
Shang.
Retroflex. 2.
Xiang.
Palatal. 3.
Xiang.
Palatal. 4.
Xiang.
Palatal. 5.
Shang.
Retroflex. 6.
伤
Retroflex 7
香
Palatal 8
伤
Retroflex 9
香
Palatal 10
伤
Retroflex The last name in the third column of display 1 starts with an honest S. You may notice that Chinese S is slightly stronger than English S. Listen.
Sang. Sang. Sang.
Try repeating it.
Sang. Sang. Sang.
Now try repeating the names across the bottom row.
Sang. Sang. Sang.
Again.
Sang. Sang. Sang.
Now try repeating the names down the third column, shifting gears appropriately.
Shang. Xiang. Sang.
Again.
Shang. Xiang. Sang.
Let's make sure you can tell the three names apart. Circle the appropriate romanization for each name in exercise 2, repeating as you do so. 1.
Shang.
Retroflex. 2.
Xiang.
Palatal. 3.
Sang.
Dental. 4.
Xiang.
Palatal. 5.
Sang.
Dental. 6.
Shang.
Retroflex. 7.
Sang.
Dental. 8.
Shang.
Retroflex. 9.
Sang.
Dental. 10.
Xiang.
Palatal. Now try reading the surnames in exercise 3, and repeat. 1.
Shang.
2.
Xiang.
3.
Sang.
4.
Su.
5.
Shu.
6.
Xin.
7.
Shao.
8.
Xiao.
9.
Song.
10.
Xia.
11.
Suo.
12.
Shen.
Exercise 4 is the same, but with the 6 affricates mixed in with the 3 fricatives. Read and repeat. 1.
Zhao.
2.
Xiao.
3.
Cao.
4.
Shao.
5.
Qiao.
6.
Jiao.
7.
Chao.
8.
Suo.
9.
Zuo.
10.
Cai.
11.
Shu.
12.
Xin.
13.
Zeng.
14. 14.
除
15.
今
16.
送
17.
周
18.
琴
There are two Chinese vowel sounds we've held off on so far, because they only occur with the retroflex and dental consonants you've been learning on these last two tapes. Listen to the speaker read the surnames in display 2.
Shi, Xi, Si.
Notice that these are three different vowel sounds, even though they're all written with the letter I. The one after the palatal consonant spelled X is the only one pronounced with the familiar sound value E. Listen again.
Shi, Xi, Si.
The sound value of the letter I after a retroflex consonant such as SH is a prolonged R sound with a full vowel strength. Remember that the retroflex consonants are pronounced with the tongue in this same R position. Listen to the first name.
Shi, Shi, Shi.
Try repeating the name, keeping your tongue curled back throughout.
Shi, Shi, Shi.
The sound value of the letter I after a palatal such as X is the familiar vowel E. Remember that the palatal consonants are pronounced with the tongue in the same E position. Listen to the second name.
Xi, Xi, Xi.
Try repeating it, keeping your tongue bunched forward throughout.
Xi, Xi, Xi.
The sound value of the letter I after a dental consonant such as S is a vowel that many of us use in English without being particularly aware of it. Instead of just a moment, many of us say just a moment. It's not just and not gist, but just. The tongue position for this vowel is very close to the tongue position for S. Listen to the third name.
Si, si, si.
Try repeating it, keeping your tongue close to the S position for the vowel.
Si, si, si.
If you move the tongue back a bit from the E position, keeping the lips spread, you'll have this I vowel. Try repeating again.
Si, si, si.
Now try repeating as the speaker reads all three names.
Shi, xi, si.
Again.
Shi, xi, si.
In exercise 5, read and repeat. 1.
Shi.
2.
Xi.
3.
Si.
4.
Xi.
5.
Si.
6.
Shi.
7.
Si.
8.
Shi.
9.
Xi.
10.
Si.
11.
Xi.
12.
Shi.
You already know that one of these vowels written with an I can occur by itself. Yi. It's written YI, but you can't always hear the Y as a separate sound. The prolonged R sound can also occur by itself. It's written RI. The R merely serving to signal the retroflex pronunciation, not standing for a separate sound. Display 3 consists of one word, the word for Japan. Listen for the first syllable, which is nothing but the prolonged R sound.
日本
Try repeating it.
日本
The third vowel sound written I, the one in S, is never pronounced alone, but always follows a dental affricate or fricative, Z, C, or S. Exercise 6 is another read and repeat exercise with the same three sound values for the letter I. But it's considerably harder than exercise 5 because it isn't restricted to the fricatives SH, X, and S. You have to decide for each consonant whether it is pronounced with the tongue in the R position, in which case the vowel is R, whether it is in the S position, in which case the vowel is U, or whether it is neither, in which case the vowel is E. You've just learned that the letter I stands for the sound E after affricate or fricative consonants pronounced in the E position, namely J, C, and X. But remember that you've known for some time that I also stands for E after consonants such as L, M, N, D, and T, which are neither affricate nor fricative. In other words, the first value you learned for the letter I, the sound E, is the basic value. The values after the R position consonants and the S position consonants are exceptions. By the way, in exercise 6, we use two fake surnames, which we mark with asterisks. There are such syllables in the language, and they just might be used as abbreviations of foreign surnames. Now, read and repeat the names in exercise 6. 1.
吃
2.
吃
3.
吃
4.
日
5.
西
6.
七
7.
鸡
8.
一
9.
里
10.
丝
11.
子
12.
词
13.
七
14.
吃
15.
丝
16.
米
17.
吃
18.
子
19.
鸡
20.
敌
21.
日
22.
词
23.
西
24.
诗
25.
迷
Exercise 7 is a dictation exercise which mixes up the fricatives with the affricates. Fill in the blanks and repeat as you do so. 1.
吃
SH 2.
吸
X 3.
丝
S 4.
张
ZH 5.
香
X 6.
桑
C 7.
桑
S 8.
昌
CH 9.
江
J. 10.
强
Q. 11.
伤
SH. 12.
脏
Z. Exercise 8 is a dictation exercise on the vowel sounds spelled with I. It mixes in vowel sounds spelled with E or U, with which they can easily be confused. You may find it a bit hard, but you'll learn something by trying it. Fill in the blanks and repeat as you do so. 1.
知
I 2.
猪
U 3.
七
I 4.
车
E 5.
吃
I 6.
猪
U 7.
李
I 8.
车
E 9.
子
I 10.
祖
U 11.
吃
I 12.
知
I 13.
祖
U 14.
乙
I 15.
子
I. You may review any exercises you found particularly difficult. The affricates and fricatives will be worked over systematically again in the next tape, but the new sound values for I will only reappear at random. This is the end of Tape 4 of the Resource Module on Pronunciation and Romanization.